A slender window lines the top edge of the rear wall, far out of reach, of which slivers of light shine through its slender bars. A wall of steel bars separates the audience from the cell, with a cell door in the center. The bars should be far enough to present the audience with a clear view of the stage, but narrow enough to keep an individual incarcerated. Enough room should be left downstage for someone outside the cell to walk freely. Blue moonlight shines through the rear window. Hevan is asleep in the bed stage right. Zane is upright, polishing a lump of coal with a scrap of cloth. The sound of a heavy door unlocking and opening startles him. He hides the coal lump under his pillow and feigns sleeping. A robed figure enters, carrying a tray of food. He slides the tray under the bars into the cell and moves to exit. Zane rises and approaches the bars. "Hey, you! There's only one tray here. It's not enough. We need two." The robed figure stands still, facing away from the cell. "Hey, Friar Tuck, I'm talking to you. We need more food or we'll starve, you hear me? The last time you did this, I woke up with that freak chewing on my toenails. I don't want to wake up to him chewing on my toenails. I'd like to chew my own toenails, if you don't mind. So, please, I'm asking kindly, sir. I'd like to just get a little bit more to eat, and you won't hear a peep out of me all day, I swear. Say something, damn it! No, wait. Wait, where are you going? The kitchen's the other way. Oh, hell. Your uniform sucks. Who wears bathrobes anymore anyway? Get up. Breakfast is served.
I want pancakes, Ma.
Get up before I eat it myself.
You're on my side of the cell, touching my pillow, and you don't even have pancakes.
You chewed off my toenails. I think that gives me a permanent right of personal intrusion.
I was nervous. My nails weren't long enough, and I chew when I get nervous, and I get nervous when I get hungry. And that was your fault for eating the last sweet roll last time. I had dibs.
I never even had a sweet roll before. You always take it first. Why don't you eat my half for a change? Variety is the spice of life. I'm sick of shitting out corn kernels. I couldn't even remember the last time I shat out a sweet roll. What does it look like in the toilet? Does it come out like soft serve? Thick and creamy? 'Cause I'll tell you, by God, corn kernels shit hard. Real hard. They stick together so tight they reverb in E minor as they hit the porcelain. If they gave me a full ear, I could shit a harmony to swing low, sweet chariot.
You wonder why I always let you have the corn?
It's common courtesy. Fucking cellmate etiquette 101. Looks like they're not going to give us a second tray, so we might as well try to split the food a little differently every once in a while. One day, you take the sweet roll, and one day, I'll take the sweet roll.
But I want the sweet roll.
So do I.
Did you ask for a second tray like you said you would?
Yeah.
And?
Nothing.
Nothing? I'm not buying it. Isn't there a law that they have to feed us properly, like a last meal or something?
A last meal?
Yeah, the one they give you before they...
A beat. They both look at the tray. Zane picks it up and offers it to Hevan. Here, mate. You can have it.
Oh, no. I know your game. You take it. It's yours.
My token of apology. Look, it's even got a fresh sweet roll.
My mouth still tastes like toe jam. I won't be able to appreciate it. Here, eat shit and be merry.
I'm not hungry.
Neither am I.
Eat it.
No.
Idiot.
Teabagger.
Republican. The tray spills. Food flies everywhere.
Nice job. Now we'll both starve.
No good deed goes unpunished. One guy offers you food and...
You were trying to get me killed.
Now at least I know you'll eat it. You don't seem to have a problem with things touching the floor.
Neither will you. Give it time. You're still young. Every man has a breaking point.
Just as old as you are, freak. Might even be older.
No. I mean prison young. Oh, you pretty little prison virgin. Nothing's popped your sweet little sanity cherry. Look at you. All spick and span. You won't touch food on the ground outside of the 5-second rule, but then sometime, someday, those seconds are going to slow down. Those 5 seconds will feel like 5 minutes. 5 minutes become 5 years, and then you'll wonder how many more lifetimes you'll have to serve before they let you out. And then you'll feel the wrinkles on your face, the lines on your eyes, but your reflection in the toilet bowl will stay the same, and you'll wonder who that young man is. No, that can't be you, because you're old! It's you, you'll be so old!
He looks into the toilet bowl.
Hey there, young fella. sprightly as ever,
He sticks his ear in the toilet bowl.
What's that you say?
He looks at Zane.
He says he likes the corn.
Ivan, my friend, you need help. Zane flushes the toilet.
No! You flushed me!
I'm sorry. Zane eyes the spilled food and walks over to the discarded sweet roll. He picks it up, examines it, and wipes it on his shirt.
You know something, Zane?
What?
I can't remember how old I am. Not even my birthday. How old do you think I am?
About 27?
That's such an ugly number. I don't want to be 27.
Truth hurts. Here, this'll make you feel better. I don't think one roll qualifies as a last meal, more like a next-to-last hors d'oeuvre. He offers a sweet roll.
No thanks. Your hands are dirty.
Take it or I'm giving it to your reflection.
No! It'll make him fat!
He takes the sweet roll.
What's on your hands, anyway? They're pitch black.
Zane eyes his blackened hands. Nothing.
The cell's not that dirty.
Just forget it. He washes his hands in the sink violently. Yvonne bites into the sweet roll.
No! A man doesn't see hands like that every day. Them be working hands, all dusty under the unchewed nails. And if you're working on something, that means you got something to work on.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? You have a project.
Shut it.
Oh, sorry. Is it a secret?
It's none of your business.
Well, all right then. Maybe I can guess. It tastes fine, powdery. Is it cocaine?
Cocaine's white, dumbass.
How would you know?
I wouldn't. Nope, I have no idea.
No, too obvious anyway. It's...
He licks Zane's hand, then he spits. Zane pushes him away and washes even more violently.
What the fuck? It's dirt! Have you escaped? Have you been outside?
I told you to can it!
Guards! We got a security breach! America's most wanted here! Smoke him if you got him!
Zane tackles him and covers his mouth. If I tell you, will you shut the fuck up? Juhayvan nods and mumbles. How do I know? You're nuts anyway. Not good enough? Juhayvan offers what's left of the sweet roll. Zane grabs it with his free hand. Fine. Zane lets go. He eats the rest of the roll in one bite.
I forgot how to breathe. Sadie, how do you... I can't...
Zane punches him in the stomach. Yvonne exhales heavily.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Zane walks to his bed and pulls out the lump of coal. He tosses it to Yvonne. It was, coal dust. Yvonne bites it as one would a counterfeit penny. He spits and wipes his mouth out with his sleeve.
Yep. Sure is. Coal.
Coal.
I don't get it. This is your project.
Well, yeah.
Did Christmas come already? Santa must have passed me up again. Damn it, ever since that soy milk cake.
Will you stop being insane for 2 seconds?
Okay. Sorry, I'll skip it. So, can I have one?
No.
Please?
That's the only one I got. It came in through the window.
What? That window?
No, the one in the floor.
No, you know that doesn't make any sense. Coal doesn't fall up, right?
Just fell through up there one night. You were asleep, and it went right down the back of my shirt while I was shitting my corn. God, it was hot. Singed the hair right off my back.
Black back hair's ugly anyway.
Glad you care.
Could someone have thrown it?
We're too high up.
How do you know?
Well, my freaky friend, we're...
What?
We're... Shit, I can't remember.
Remember what?
How high we are.
You said that wasn't cocaine.
Zane smacks him upside the head.
Ow!
I mean from the ground outside. That doesn't make sense. I don't even remember the last time I went outside. Seeing the outside, even. Hey, Vaughn?
Yeah, Zany?
When's the last time you've been outside?
Oh, they take you out every few days or so. I think there's a law or something that says they have to.
And when was that?
A few days ago.
And how come I don't remember that?
No idea. It's okay. I don't remember either. Do you know what that means?
What? Yvonne hugs him.
We're the same!
Get off me! Get off!
I've been crazy alone for so long. I'm so glad I have a friend. You can have all the sweet rolls from now on.
No. I know I'm not crazy.
That's how you know you are!
Listen, we must have gone outside at some point. We must have.
Does it really matter? I mean, it's not like they let us wander the countryside anyway. We might as well learn to like what we have in front of us.
He looks in the toilet.
Right?
He looks at Zane.
He says right, too. Be happy with your means.
How do you know?
Know what?
that there's countryside to wander. I can't even remember what it looks like out there. It must have been so long. Are we in the city or on an island? I should know this. I must. A sane person would. My God, it could be a fucking space station out there for all we know.
No, then we couldn't breathe. It'd be nice, though. Up in space, we could see the stars. I knew all the constellations, all those neat little pictures. And sometimes if you stayed really, really still and stared really, really hard, they'd move. Orion, Draco, Andromeda. Oh, Andromeda was my favorite. She's this beautiful woman with these chained hands outstretched. She said she was the most beautiful woman in the land, so Neptune made the gods tie her to a rock. Someone told me the whole story once. It was, I knew some... Huh. Why can't I remember that?
Zane stands on the toilet and tries to pull himself up to the window.
What are you up to?
I want to see where the bloody hell we are.
Are you that curious?
Yes, aren't you? I don't know if it's what they put in the food or what, but for some reason I can't remember where I am. Maybe if I see what's out there, I'll unclog something in my skull.
I don't think you're tall enough.
Oh, damn it. Almost. Ah, shit.
You're a growing boy. Just give it a few years. Then you'll be able to try out for the basketball team.
Come here.
What's your game?
I'm going to get on your shoulders. Come here.
Wait. Can we talk about this? I'm still growing, too. I'll be stunted.
Zane grabs him and pushes him down in the front of the toilet.
Jesus! How much corn do you eat?
Just hold still. Come on. Use your legs.
I can't do it, Zaney. You're heavy. We'll fall through the window and the floor.
Be quiet or they'll hear us. Come on, push.
Pain. Painful. Painstaking. Pain pills. Zaney, I'm in pain. Can you get off now?
Just a little longer. Now step on the toilet seat.
I can't.
You can. Come on. Yes. Now hold still. I'm going to pull myself up just a bit.
Zaney, I went off this ride now. It's really high up here, and you're really heavy.
Hang tight. Zane pulls himself up a bit and looks out the window.
What's up there, Zaney?
The moon. It's really bright. It hurts to look at. And it looks like it's raining. It's... No, it can't be.
Hurry up! I'm going.
Zane sticks his head out the window. The hooded figure enters.
You shouldn't do that.
Something hard hits Zane's head.
Ew!
Yvonne collapses. They tumble to the floor and moan in pain.
I'm gone. Sorry.
The hooded figure turns to exit. Zane jumps up. Hold on! I'm not done with you. Where in the hell are we?
Somewhere.
Oh, now Friar Tuck has a sense of humor. What kind of somewhere rains chunks of searing coal, I'd like to know.
Who needs to know?
I do. It's my fucking right.
Let me ask you.
The hooded figure lets down her hood, revealing a beautiful young lady.
Why are you here?
Wow. sorry for the language, sweet thing. Why would you wear a hood to cover up that pretty face? Oh, what made you pick guard duty as a profession?
I asked you, why are you here?
Oh, that! Well, honey, you'd think less of me if I told. It's not polite.
You don't know, do you?
Well, you see, I... No. I don't.
Does he?
He barely remembers which way is up.
I see.
She turns to exit. Wait, you didn't answer my question! Damn it, I don't care if you are hot! Tell me, where in the hell are we? Ah! He kicks the bars in frustration, then dances on one foot, nursing his stubbed toe.
Ow! Zany?
Quit calling me that, I'm perfectly sane!
But that's your name. Zany?
What the fuck do you want?
I think I know where we are.
Yeah. Me too.